With the 7:30 report, Brett Mack, good morning.
Yeah, that sounds a bit serious all of a sudden. The pressure's on.
Don't know where that came from.
7:30 report.
ABC.
Yeah.
Just popped into my head. I want to read you this headline, Brett Mack, because it took my attention.
Yep.
I'm a gypsy girl and I'm getting married to my first cousin.
What the?
An Irish traveller has revealed that she's marrying her cousin and they have no less than 73 best men to witness the union.
73?
So if they've got 73 best men, does that mean they have 73 bridesmaids and will they all get together on the night, nanu, nanu, and there's more weddings?
What's horrifying me is all the speeches. Is there 73 of them?
Can you imagine?
Oh.
By the time you get to the best man, it'd be 3 days later, wouldn't it?
It would.
Chantelle's 18. She lives, I don't know, perhaps in a caravan, is marrying her first cousin, Jimbo, in a ceremony that the whole town is invited to.
Okay.
Traditionally, traveller families from the town spend 10 months of the year travelling before returning in December for wedding season, where there can be up to 10 ceremonies a week.
Wedding season.
Oh, how do I get a part of this? That sounds like so much fun. I wonder if then, if they get married once, if they're allowed to get married again and again and again. Like, it'd be a bit of a letdown coming back to wedding season after 10 months of travelling and you're already married and you go, oh, I can't be a part of it now. That's disappointing, isn't it? Good luck to Chantelle and Jim.
Still getting over the marrying your cousin thing. That's NQR, isn't it?
I wonder how many kids they'll end up having. Oh, anyway, it doesn't bear thinking about.